Have you got any new jobs, like, since last week?
No.
No. No. Oh.
You neither?
No. Couldn't find any.
It's really actually tough out here. Yeah, it's actually been my dream to work here.
Oh.
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 Huh. Why would you want that?
I think you could do a better job than us.
Well, like, you have a job trying to give jobs to people with
no
jobs.
Do you know how hard it is to find jobs in this town?
I do, because I'm here at the job office. I don't have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, could I not get a job giving jobs?
Also, you wouldn't want this job. You realise how bleak it is out there for the likes of you, then.
Yeah. But, like, who gives you your job? Maybe I could be, like, above you.
Shay.
Whoa.
You want our manager Shay's job?
Yeah.
I don't like Shay. Maybe it's good work.
Yeah.
He's very good at his job, though.
He is very good at his job. He found us jobs.
Did, yeah.
Well, who gives him his jobs?
Oh, I've never met the big boy on top.
Yeah.
Don't even know who it is.
Must just be jobs all the way up.
Hold on. I think we've been doing this wrong. We've been looking for jobs. Could we just be making jobs?
We'd be
jobs?
Giving jobs at. Yeah, is that what Shay did?
We're looking for existing jobs. We could make jobs.
Oh, so you're saying instead of going to the newspaper, instead of going to the bracket, instead of going to Grundle's, instead of going to the fire station, we just start making jobs here,
I mean,
in the unemployment office.
It's work to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's like work to give work, then give work given work, right?
Where would the money come from, though, for you? I don't want to take it out of my pay.
I can't afford it. I've got so many bills.
Yeah, we already cut back on lunches here
to
help out Terry with his bills.
I made many bad investments.
Yeah.
Well, there must be a way around it, because like...
No, the bill collectors will come after you. There's no way around the debt.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
That one was released last year. Yeah, you thinking of buying it?
Did you say it's a sci-fi thriller?
Yeah, I completed it already. It's pretty good.
Wow, only took you a year?
No, I completed that in like a day.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A quick read. It's a quick read.
Quick read. I'm looking for something a bit lengthier, though. I want something I can sink my teeth into, you know?
Yeah, well, I got this. Is this a good cookery book over here?
Oh. I could literally sink my teeth in.
You could probably read it in like a week or something. I read that one in a day.
Depends. I've got to try each and every. If I buy a cookbook, I have to try each and every recipe in it, or else how do I know it's been worthwhile?
Oh, you try every single recipe?
Every single one, yeah. Even if I'm allergic to something, I'll put it in.
Oh,
because we gotta see what it's like originally. And then the next time I make it, I won't put in the allergic thing.
Oh, right.
So, like,
yeah.
if it's pecans and stuff, I'll put the nuts in one time,
just
try it as it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
if I like it, then I'll...
You gotta follow the rules. You gotta
follow
the rules.
Yeah. Then I'll
find
substitutes.
That too. I do that too, yeah. I do it with all the ingredients both times. Whenever I cook them. Every meal twice.
Oh, wow. You cooked them twice? That's cool. That's cool. That's reassuring yourself. I trust my initial instinct, but
that's good
for you to do, I guess, a scientific study almost.
Yeah, no, I just want to be thorough. You got to be thorough.
I just think that sometimes it's like initial reactions are stronger, and you should trust literally your gut.
Maybe for you. Yeah, that's quite brave of you. Yeah. I stick to the rules. Like, yeah.
I've also stuck to the rules, I guess. We're just interpreting them in different ways, and I guess one would argue one's wrong, but that's interesting.
Yeah, but here maybe you like that cookbook. Like, yeah, sort of like for beginners.
So you've tried every recipe in this twice?
Oh, yeah. Mm. And like every book in this series as well. I've done the same thing.
Excuse me, I was wondering, could I get a refund for this book, please?
Oh, it's too good for you, is it? Too tough of a read for you, this one, was it?
Well, it's a cookery book. It's no particularly difficult read, but 101 ways with chicken, and it didn't turn out very well.
So how many ways of chicken did you try before you threw it in the tile?
Well, I did try all 101, but the problem is that I'm allergic to chicken, so I substituted the chicken for beef.
Well, that's where you went wrong right off the bat. Yeah. You got to try the chicken first off.
Yeah,
and who the fuck's allergic to chicken, by
but
the way?
It says, what are you?
It
says, no, excuse me, don't make fun of my allergies, but it says,
it seems like a choice.
Seems like a weak choice.
Weak choice.
It says 101 ways with chicken, a range of adaptable recipes.
Surely if you had 101 times of chicken, you'd be either dead or be fine by now.
Well, Well, I think Finn and Sue were getting a bit off the subject here.
No, we're getting right onto the subject of why you're so weak-willed.
Yeah, let's get back to the subject of how you're too weak to finish your 100. You only had 101 dishes of chicken, too.
There's only 101 in the book.
You didn't even do it twice over?
You tried everything once. Well, that's a fair and understandable reaction, but...
The worst one, just to give you an example, was the lemon beef soup.
With chicken, yeah.
Well, no, it was lemon chicken soup, but... By the time I was finished with it, it was lemon beef soup.
Oh, so you've been substituting it right off the bat?
Well, yes, as I said, I'm allergic to chicken, so...
Yeah. Right, so you haven't even been putting yourself through it, so that's your whole problem?
It said that the recipes were adaptable, so I thought, well, I'll take 101 ways with chicken and make it 101 ways with beef.
Lemon doesn't go with beef. Are you insane? Are you insane right now?
Well, it said the recipes were adaptable. And you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's just change out the main ingredient. Let's change out the title of the book. All right, Beef Potter, did you read that and replace every fucking... every word in that with beef?
I'm sorry, but I didn't come into this...
Oh, the boy who beefed, eh?
I didn't
Wingardium Levy Beefer?
I didn't come into the shop to be...
The half-blood
abused.
Beef, actually, that one does make sense. That'd be a steak.
You came I'm into ridiculed. The shop looking for a refund
on
for...
On a book you completed.
On a, yeah, you completed it wrong. It has 101 chickens in the title, and you're saying that it's faulty because you
it's
cooked it with beef?
It's 101 ways with chicken.
Exactly. It's very clear, 101 ways with chicken.
Well, yes, but just... The cow could have been called chicken.
Did it tell you that? Was there an asterisk on this book?
Well, I didn't.
You gotta read the asterisks.
Gotta read the asterisks.
Come on.
Well, no, that wasn't actually the case. I'm just trying to, like.
No, we understand
how
you're trying to weasel your way out, you weak-willed fuck. Right. Don't you come into here.
You come into this bookshop looking at a refund when we've sold you a perfectly good book.
Perfectly good
book. You're too weak to follow through.
You're like those. You're like those reviewers at Amazon who say, I didn't like this recipe with chicken because I made it with beef. Wait, no, that's you.
That's exactly
That's exactly what you did, sorry.
I'm sorry, but whatever happened to the customer's always right?
Maybe finish the statement. The customer's always right in views of taste.
Well, just...
This is literal taste.
I just think I'm going to have to
finish
the
full
on to,
statement.
I'm just going to have to go on and leave an online review for this.
Oh, you're
going to
leave an online review?
What are you going to say? I changed every single...
Well, I would like to say in person that I really very much think that both of you have behaved disgracefully this afternoon, abusing a customer who just simply comes in with an issue that needs solved. So I think I need to post a review online and just let other people know. Just
we never said we wouldn't give you the refund, sir.
Well, it certainly sounded as though you'd have a problem with it.
We do have a problem
with
it.
Yeah, I have a big problem with it.
A huge problem. But we're honest bookmakers. You didn't enjoy the book, we'll give you a refund. We're just...
Bookmaker? Did you make the book?
No, we did not. But we'd like to call her that. Like the way a kingmaker calls themselves a kingmaker.
It's just, you said... Bookmakers, and I thought
they make the king,
not like the books that you read. Probably say the beef maker.
I feel like we're getting off the subject here. Can I get my refund?
Hang on, just let me write a review here. Who am I?
He just wrote beef over and over and over again.
I would have been happy with a store credit, but I now feel as though just like I would like my money to go and spend.
You don't want you in our store.
Well, I don't think I want to come back. The way I've been treated, ridiculed.
Yep, taking the weak route, never going to come back to.
Never going
to
better yourself. There's a full self-help section that you'll never see.
Is it any wonder this shop's empty? I mean, this is the way you treat all of your customers. No, I wouldn't come in here if I was you.
Oh, well, sorry, I was just looking for a refund for this book that I bought. It's Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, but it's actually in French, and I can't read French, so I was hoping...
You haven't completed French yet?
Wow, you think you're just going to forgo an entire people's language? You're just going to give up?
I just don't understand French. It was just a simple mistake of a purchase. There's no point in me trying to read it if I can't understand French.
There's no point in him even trying. What a weak will. There's no point in even trying. Do you hear the words that just came out of his mind?
Really? You would buy a book in French even though you don't read French?
Well, I didn't know the word Frankenstein.
Well, so you go and learn it.
It's the same in French as it is in English.
So you just sit there not making any challenges for your life. You sit there wallowing through just hoping that someday the malaise will end.
What's malaise?
No idea.
Wait, hang on here. So you're saying you haven't even read the dictionary?
I'm saying I leave out certain letters that I don't agree with.
And this man just makes up his own rules, taking the cheap way out.
I'm not sure I want to return my book to a store like this.
Do you like chicken?
Yeah, I really.
Would you like to exchange?
No
books?
Swaps.
No
swaps. Read the sign.
No
read swapsies. The sign.
Well, no, that's
no
swaps,
swaps
with
no
you,
swaps,
you, but there's
no
nothing
shirt,
to stop us swapping
no
with each other.
If you want to swap, you write the book out again yourself.
Yeah.
What? Sorry.
We could do this outside.
Do you want to swap?
I could swap you 100 ways with chicken with your French copy
can
of
can
Frankenstein.
Can you read French?
Yes, a little.
Oh, yeah, okay, that works. But I would just really love to circle back. You said if we want to swap books, we have to rewrite the whole book out ourselves.
Rewrite the whole book in front of us.
There's
like an
essay. No shortcuts here.
I don't think that's enforceable. Not if we
go very
inside.
Enforceable.
It is in the perimeter.
In the perimeter of
this
bookshop, we can force what we want.
He does have a holster around his...
I think you just better start writing. Here's your pens.
I don't know.
You know how it starts? Je m'appelle Frankenstein.
If I had a job, I wouldn't get like my unemployment benefit.
Oh,
but, like, you know, so then there'd
so
be more money in this system. And then
would you be willing to work for your unemployment benefit here?
So would I be unemployed or employed?
You'd be employed by us, but getting paid as your unemployment benefit. That £400 we give you would be your pay slip.
No holidays.
But I then have the authority to raise the benefit?
Oh, that would be Shay's domain, but you could plead your case, I suppose.
But if I could take Shay's job.
Oh, yes, of course, you'd be working at Shay's job. Well, how will we get rid of Shay? Because, like, me and Terry, we don't like him, so.
Yeah.
Are you nice to be around?
Extremely.
What would your, like, previous underlings have said about you?
That I like to bring in donuts on Fridays. I
like to bring in donuts on Fridays.
Where were you working previously?
It was in a different unemployment office.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what happened there?
What happened?
Well, I had a dramatic breakup and I had to leave town. I was banished.
Oh, no. That happens. Happens to us all, really, doesn't it? One way or another.
So many of us end up here.
Yeah, you get banished from one thing, a relationship, a town, a life, a job.
Running from debt.
Here I am, one town over, out of a job.
Problem is, most things stop when you move the town, but the debt comes with the banishment.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
So I can take the job, maybe fire Shay, and then raise...
The thing is, we would have to work out a way of getting rid of Shay, who is very good at... At his job.
Well,
that's
like,
the,
would he be eligible for a banishment, maybe?
Oh, didn't think of that. We could look into his financials. Or, well, what is it they say? There's four things that can banish a person.
There's four things, of course. We all know the four things.
We all know the four things.
That can banish a person.
There was debt.
Debt.
There was ruining a town function.
Ruining a town function. Curse.
Curse.
Or like me. Ending up on the wrong side of a breakup.
On the wrong side of a breakup.
And being
every
run out of time.
Every breakup has a winner and a loser.
Of course.
The loser's banished.
The winner stays.
They keep the friends.
Yeah, and it's how the town gets stronger. Losers leave forever.
That's why we have so many divorced men.
Wait, do you think, is that a judicial problem of bias in our system? That the divorced men are winning?
No, I don't mean to speak bad of Dunbracken, but I think they lost.
Oh,
I think
right.
That's why
so
they're
the
here.
Loser's paradise in some
I
other
think
situation.
So, I think so.
Right.
But presumably, banish people from here. You can't be a complete society
of
people who've been banished.
Well, there's no reason just because you've been banished from one place doesn't mean you can't be banished from another.
Yeah.
You can keep, there's a levels of banishment that can keep happening. There's one guy out on a jetty in the middle of the lake.
I was
going to
say
one
that.
Can touch him.
Statistically, that must mean there's somewhere worse than here.
Well, sometimes you get upgraded by banishment.
Yeah, we don't know where people go when they're banished.
Yeah, we don't keep in touch.
Yeah, if we could banish Shay, that job opens right up. Right, so
let's go through the four again.
Yeah.
How does one get banished?
What's most likely? Probably a curse?
A curse is pretty good.
Curse is pretty good. What were the other three?
Ruining a
town function. Losing in a relationship.
Losing a relationship. And I cannot remember the first one.
What was the...
Debt.
Debt.
Yeah.
You.
Of course.
You. You're the reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Shay, don't think he has any debt.
Financials? Great.
Oh, well, I know. What about win-win? We embezzle money from him.
From him,
then
yeah.
We have more money and he's in debt.
And as a failsafe, one of us should date Shay And then...
Oh, well, no, I've recently flown close to the sun with that one. Mm. I can't risk...
Wait, oh, I thought you were banished here, so you won.
No, no, that's what I mean. I can't risk losing.
Right, yeah, sorry.
Right,
sorry.
Yeah.
If Shay wins the breakup.
Yeah.
So you've lost breakups before then.
That's why I'm here.
That's tough.
It's a recent trauma.
I have been cursed.
And, yeah, and I got into debt, ruining a town function.
So we'll both curse and date Shay and maybe I'll, also embezzle some of his money?
I'll get in contact with my curse guy.
Nice, yeah.
And we'll embezzle him. We'll do a double, yeah. Because Shay's a good talker. We don't want to risk him talking his way out of embezzlement.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can't talk your way out of a curse.
He could probably talk his way out of a breakup, could we? Yeah. So that's a risk. That's too risky.
That's too risky.
Yeah, yeah.
And I could date him, but again, I'm cursed, so I'd probably lose that.
Yeah, you'd probably be better. Okay.
If I were to date him, I would want to do it with the intention of getting married.
Would that encourage him to leave his job?
I hope not.
Oh, you can make him a stay-at-home.
I would never ask someone to pick between a career and me.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Especially because they really need their career, because you're so in debt.
All right. No need for that.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
Okay, so curse?
Curse, yeah. Curse, yeah.
Should we get a particular type of curse or just say let my curse guy just pick what he wants?
Well, how much do you like this, Shay?
Well, we want to banish him, so we said we don't.
I would love it if he was haunted by an albatross.
Haunted by an albatross? Oh, that's good, yeah. That's good.
It feels like it would upset him.
Hmm. I was going to say, like, maybe to curse him to be unlucky in love so then he would keep getting banished again and again from other places. But an albatross is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess yours is more direct to the source.
No, no. I don't know that
it... I just think albatrosses are too big. They're scary.
Mine's would have been never-ending, to be fair, so...
Well, and, like, unlucky in love, that could mean he never dates anyone and never has a breakup.
Yeah, that's a good point. True. So, yeah,
that's ambiguous.
Yeah, let's take the strong albatross. It's a safe bet.
That's it. It's unambiguous. You may say something about my lack of creativity, but my descriptions are unambiguous.
Are you tired of all these fancy coffees? Why not go for something a little closer to home? Hello, we're here from X-Coffee Roasters to tell you that you don't need to pop your little taste buds on a plane to Ethiopia or Brazil to get a delicious coffee. You just need to ask the driver nicely if they can hop on that number 2 bus into town for a simple coffee that's grown and roasted right here in Dumbracken. How is that possible, you may ask? Well, we have purchased that site of the old landfill, a humble patch of fertile dirt that is perfect for the growth of our coffee beans. You may also ask us, where did all of that trash go? But that is not our issue. Long gone are those overwhelming feelings of choice of what flavor I should go for and what roast is right for me. We have planted and grown an artisanal amount of 100% Robusta coffee beans using the very active tire fire, which was previously part of the landfill, but included in our purchase of the land, to roast those little suckers into their darkest and most perfect selves. Again, we don't know about the rest of it, so please stop asking. Did you know that the flavor profile of coffee beans is heavily influenced by the soil they're grown in? Our head roaster and master taster, Phil Tor, had this to say.
I've truly never had a coffee like this one. Every cup's completely different. One moment I'm getting notes of raw egg mixed with broken bedside lamp. Next it's donkey carcass and one of those little tables you get in pizza boxes that stops the pizza from hitting the lid. Sometimes I get the pizza too. I truly think Dunbracken is going to get absolutely swept up in this new coffee craze, and I can't wait to see it. I just wish we could grow the beans a little quicker to meet the demand. I've had to taste every bit of yield so far just for safety concerns, but after taking 5 weeks off there for a bout of unrelated food poisoning, we have a nice big surplus just waiting for the locals to sink their teeth into.
So why not jump on that bus to the site of the old landfill just across the street from Dumbarakan's newest theme park, Trash Mountain, and support a local business. X Coffee Roasters. Put in the X in espresso.
So, if we're all caught up, we'll start off with Kevin. You want to show your favorite website from the past week?
Yeah, I guess. I'm sorry, I didn't expect you to start with me, Reggie. All right, well, I'll just put it in the search bar. This is a website that I found that takes used candle wax and then it makes little figurines out of it. And you can paint them, or you can just leave them dry. You know, and you can use the figurines for whatever you want. For children.
Kevin!
For Warhammer.
Did you set up this website yourself?
No.
Kevin, I can see your ring in the pictures.
What do you mean? I didn't set up Kevin's wax figurines.
Kevin, you can't do this.
I didn't expect to be first.
What would that have changed?
I would have had more time to change maybe
the
name.
Buy a new domain? Like,
yeah.
Hey.
But what do we think about it?
I'm interested.
Yeah, see.
But I feel like this goes against the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
You really annoyed me.
Sorry, Reggie. I know your words carry weight.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
I really like this website.
I was hoping I could go next.
Oh, sorry, okay.
I was just waiting for the page to load.
Daryl wants to go next.
This is my daughter's YouTube page. She's been struggling to make friends at school, but now she records herself reviewing movies, and the classmates are really enjoying it. So it's nice to see her come out of her shell.
Oh, yeah, she came up in my album.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'm into movies as well. She has bad opinions on movies. Some of the classics she said are not colorful enough. They're in black and white.
Yeah, I look. It's
also, you're showing us YouTube. I'm looking for niche websites.
Well, my daughter, she only has 12 followers. It's
that
niche.
That doesn't change anything. If you had bought a domain that was like yeah. I feel like people haven't listened to me. I set this up to find some new websites because I go on the same four websites like every day.
Well.
Oh, fuck.
Reggie, have I got the website for you?
Okay.
I've set up my own website.
No.
But it's a webcam of this internet cafe. So even when we're not here, we can see which of our friends are enjoying the internet services.
I don't want to be monitored. I don't want people to know when I'm here.
Well, the camera does have a good spread. It's just up there. It has a good spread of everyone, probably. I think we're all in frame at the moment.
What's that box that's around my head? Has this identified me? This feels very invasive.
So it's open source, so people can interact with this website and edit it as they see fit also.
Tracking me.
There's a comment section also, but I'd advise don't look there. There's a lot of slurs.
It says here you're 85 and has your last three known addresses.
I feel violated.
The comments are calling your daughter a racist.
She just doesn't understand Green Book.
But I thought it was something that was fun, interactive, and when we're missing being in the internet cafe, then we can check in with the gang.
How come whenever there was a project 3 months ago where we were going to make our own websites and none of you did this, and now when I ask for a new website, you all managed to do something? Apart from you, you just showed your daughter's doing reviews.
I was proud of her and I helped her set it up. And like it's hard to do. She edits it as well. Like,
there's no cuts in it. It's just a recording. There's not even like
it's
any
called
sort
audio
of
audio balancing. And I don't know what it is, but it's important.
Fine.
Well, Reggie, if you're going to be such a naysay Nancy, what website did you find this week that you liked?
BiblePassages.org.
.org?
.org. It's an organization. And it's not so much passages from the Bible. It's just your passage through the Bible. You know, as you read it, like people will just be like, oh, I found page 34. Interesting.
Like a choose your own adventure.
No.
No. Okay. Completely wrong. And I hate that none of you really appreciate my faith.
I mean, I tried to appreciate it last week when I introduced the Choose Your Own Adventure Bible, and you were very offended.
I was, the fact that Jesus wasn't crucified, like, only turned the whole thing in its head.
Only if you switch to page 75.
In my adventure, Jesus made wax candles from Kevin's wax candle figurines.
That was not an option. That it was not an option
we
at all.
We had some sponsored content.
How about you in the corner?
Reggie, I just would like to start by saying thank you for letting me return to the group after my previous mishap.
Yeah, you set up a lot of phishing websites.
I do, I was trying to get credit card information off of different...
I kept getting caught.
You thought you had an air fryer on the way.
I'm very sorry about that. I meant to exclusively target people outside of the group, but clearly you got caught in my net. I have a new website for you.
Okay.
Would you like to hear about it?
This looks like a banking website.
I'll just fill it in here. The IBAN.
Reggie, I'm so sorry. This wasn't even the website I was trying to share today. This is just another one of my scams. I was going to show you a website where you could take any two dog breeds, put pictures of them up, and see what the babies would look like. But it seems like I've already got all of your credit card information.
Let's see the dogs.
All right. Well, also, I'll let you in on a little trick if you promise not to tell anyone involved in animal rights.
Okay.
Promise? Everyone in this room promise? It's your promise?
I would like to remind you that you're on a webcam feed, but proceed.
Okay, well, all right, well, I'll take the risk.
Comments love him.
You can actually take any two animals in the world and put the pictures together and see what the babies would look like.
I put Kevin in.
Just look at my daughter.
Oh. There's nothing like you.
What?
This photo of you, there's nothing like you.
Wait, put in a picture of me and my wife.
Incompatible.
Oh no. One of us cheated.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Eddie Goodwin, Rachel Coulter, David McCauley, and Connor Reddick. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album Unearthed on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.